Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, 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 everybody.
It's Michael Espinoza
of the Psychic Funhouse. It is Sunday, January 2nd. Happy New Year to all of you. God, can you believe another year has just transpired and we are into another new year. It's crazy. Anyway, it feels like it's going faster and faster each year as they go by. Well, I hope all of you had a wonderful New Year. You spent it with people you love, or maybe just by yourself. You needed that time too. I just hope it was nice. And yeah. So, what do we all do at the beginning of a new year? We're all setting goals to improve ourselves, right? We're gonna lose weight. We're gonna clean out stuff. We're gonna do this and that. Setting all these different goals already. Commercials on TV, right? Talking about losing weight, getting in shape. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. All right, so in these manifesting, in this talk, I don't really want to talk too much about that, about losing weight and getting in shape. Yeah, getting more healthy, right? We'll get healthy. So I think it's important. One of the things I learned after becoming a pranic healer and working with energy, it's really important, the intentions that we set for ourselves and to follow through with that. And so let's take some time to kind of talk about this and how we're going to move that energy forward so we can begin to attract that thing that we want in our life. It could be a new job, could be a new relationship, could be better health, whatever it is that you desire. Let's figure out how to bring that forward smoothly and rapidly and properly so that we can have these things in our lives that we do want. One of the most important things is to write these things down. We need to see these things. I think a lot of the time we have the intention in our mind to of what we want, but it's not always super clear. And so I think what's really important is to start writing stuff down in a journal. Let's start there. So writing these things down and to be very clear and specific about what it is that we want. Because a lot of the time if we don't write it down and we have it in the brain, it gets a little muddy up there. And yeah, I kind of know what I want, but not really, right? So let's say you want a new partner. So what does your new partner look like? He needs to be 6 feet. Do you want him athletic? What's his physical build like? Well, I don't know, whatever.
I guess he's, you know, medium build, and, you know, what kind of job does he have? I don't know. I want him to be successful. Well, what does that mean to you, successful? So it, part of when we're manifesting things, we need to be specific, because we need to put that energy out into the universe and also for our guides to help us find these things that we want and to bring them back to us. So the journal is a place to start getting very clear about what we want. So I would suggest to you to start writing stuff down and make sure it's a place where you can go back and always access this. And remember, this is not written in stone, whatever we're going to write here. It can change throughout time. So write these things down. So right now, start with one thing, right? Maybe you want a new job. What field do you want to work in? Do you want to work in the same field? Do you want to work in a new field? What area do you want to work? What do you want to work near home? Do you want to move to a new state? How much money do you want to make? What is your boss like? How do they treat you? What are your coworkers like? How do they treat you? What's the title of your job? Everything. So really get clear about what it is that you want. And when we're writing this, it's just that we have to do is write this stuff down in a journal. That is going to be very important, because it's about the energy coming out of the body and being infused into the material, the ink and the paper. That plays a big part in this. We can write stuff down on computer, but the energy doesn't infuse with it like it does on pen or pencil on paper. So write these things down in a journal. Okay, and after we've written things down, I find that, or actually before we write them down, it's important to meditate, get clear, get centered, and also build up your energy, increase your energy, and then you write the goals down, right? We've gotten a little more clear from the thought forms that are in our aura and in the brain. So we can infuse them with more energy. Yeah. All right. So what else can we do to manifest stuff into our lives? The other thing is we need a reference point, right, where we're going in our lives. And a lot of the time when we've had difficult situations, difficult time in our life, when there's been some trauma, a lot of the time we reference those negative periods in our life. And so I would say that it's important to not reference the negative periods of our life and in the past or the near future. It's important to start turning away from that and not reference that energy, and we need to connect to a new energy. And so what helps with that is, again, here comes the journal, writing down what we want in our life. What's the ideal? Who is the ideal you? And what is your ideal life that you're living? And this is, you know, the limit. The sky's the limit here. So set the intention of, okay, this is who I want to be, you know, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. This is the job that I want to have. This is the income. This is where I want to live. These are my relationships. This is what I want in my life. we need a target in which to send all of this energy, and also where to reference this energy. And it's hard when we've had very difficult situations to reference something in our life, you know, that we want. We're always referencing the past and saying, I can't do that because this was never given to me. Love was never given to me. Nobody taught me how to love, so it's hard for me to love. Right. But what we're doing is we're connecting to that old energy and reminding ourselves, I don't know how to love. I don't know what love is. But if we set a goal of being a very loving person and having a lot of love in your life, that is where the energy goes to, right? We might not know how it's going to come. We probably don't. And that's fine. But it's important to give the energy a new direction, right? We're not going to access this old energy. It's going to be the ideal. This is what I want in my life. All right? So we're going to do that. Let's see. All right. So I think I'm going to take some calls, and we'll just kind of do a little pause here. And if anybody has a question about manifesting, let's bringing in something new to your life for this year. Let's look at that. All right. So the first caller I'm going to take is going to be area code 951. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question about manifesting? All right, here we go, area code 951. Hello, 951. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Nathaniel?
Pretty good. I've been going to the gym lately. And,
great.
So it's really done me tremendously good. You know, I'm kind of sore here and there. I don't know. I think I might be able to go every day for a couple hours or so. Sometimes I get sore, and, you know. But I see the difference, you know, feel the difference.
Fantastic. Too. Fantastic. That's good to hear. So what is your question about manifesting? Did you have a question?
Well, I'm looking for a new job and possibly a new place to stay, and a girlfriend and some friends, too. I don't have many friends. You know, I don't know. They don't vibrate at the same level or something. So, wondering what you could say or tell me what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you called last week or the week before. You wanted to move, correct? Get a new job and move?
Yes.
Down here in Southern California?
Yes, I did. It may be kind of a big step for me. I'm taking care of, clutter and that kind of thing. And trying to be, look better so, I can get hired easy. Because, if you don't look or, vibrate a good vibration, I don't think, people are going to want to hire you. Possibly.
Okay. So let's actually start right here. This is actually a good place to start. You know, but see, just to confirm, you said you have concerns people aren't going to want to hire you. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, you know, I think, you know, if you're in better shape and you vibrate, you know, you feel better about yourself by going to the gym and, you know, you look and feel better, you know, that people are going to pick that up.
Right. Right. That's great. So I think you, number one, going to the gym, so you feel better, the vibration, right?
Yeah,
and also
look,
you wanting to feel better about yourself, right? Seeing yourself.
Yeah.
We want to be healthy, right? So we feel better, number two. But so one of the things, though, I want to address is if we have a fear that, oh, no, they might not like me, so I need to change so that they like me, right, that they will connect to me more. Like, that is coming from a place of fear, and it's important to start to at least notice and to begin to change it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right. And so we just need to start telling ourselves that I am going to find a location where, or a job where they are going to love me just as I am. I do not need to change for anybody. Because I have to tell you, Nathaniel, your energy feels good. It feels like you're a really nice guy. And so it's learning to love ourselves, which is really important. And start there and not to allow the fear to say there's something better, right, if I do this, right? A job will come if I, you know, look better. No, that's not how it works. It helps, I think, yes, but if you are going to have to change yourself in order to get a job so that they like you, are you going to be able to maintain that space and that energy throughout the duration of that job? As opposed to, I just need to find and connect to people who will like me or who I am right now. I need to find a company that will appreciate what I can bring and offer to this company. That's where we need to start. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because if we're referencing a negative part, right, I have to change, it's not genuine, right? We're setting ourselves up here, right? You will get this if you do this. There's a contingent factor already, a contingency we're already setting up. And instead of saying, this is me, this is who I am, and I need to find the connection in this state, exactly who I am, not who I will be. And that's a lot of relationships too, right? With friends, with family, with lovers. And so part of this is self-love. So we need to begin accepting ourselves and being much more gentle with ourselves, much more compassionate and loving, and say, okay, this is where I am, this is who I am, and I'm going to accept myself more, learn how to do that, and this is where I need to find a connecting vibration. Set that intention.
Okay.
All right. And then, yeah, put that out there. But, yeah, right, that doesn't mean we don't have goals, right, to feel better. I do need to lose extra weight so I feel better, right? So I'm not on medication, so my health improves. Yeah, that is good, not to just lose weight, you know, right, for how we look. And I think that kind of gets pounded in our head from all these commercials that are trying to sell us memberships and equipment.
Losing weight is kind of a byproduct, you know, because I want to, you know, look better. And that's just not by losing weight. It's, you know, to activate, you know, the muscles, you know, too, you know.
Right. Yeah. But I always think it should be just so we're more healthy and we feel better. Right?
Yeah. Because I'm eating a lot better, drinking a ton of water, drinking a lot of water, and then trying not to eat, you know, bread or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I love my carbs. I struggle with them all the time. So I've indulged during the holidays, and so after today, it starts. I have to cut down on the carbs big time. But anyway, so I want you to start writing down, you know, where you want to live down here. And I think the last time we spoke, you were talking about Orange County. So think about if you want to move down here or not, if you want to stay. I think you're in Northern California right now. You know, think about where you want to live up there, right? And your title. The position, how much money you're going to make.
You know, I have clutter items, so being able to move, you know, easily, I, you know, have to, you know, clean out the clutter and stuff.
Yes. Well, that's actually a good segue. Thank you. Yeah. And I was going to address that, you know, and part of manifesting, too, we have to get rid of clutter, stuff that no longer serves us. Because at a certain point, you know, if we continue to stuff in our lives, there's no room for new energy to come in. And so that is really important to purge and get rid of stuff. So thank you for bringing that up. We'll talk a little bit more about that. All right, Nathaniel. Well, thank you for calling and all the best to you. Let us know how it goes, all right? Start writing this down in a journal.
Can I ask your birthday? I do birthdays, so can I ask your birthday?
On October.
October. I do each day, so like Einstein was born the day of relativity. So it's kind of interesting. Jimi Hendrix was on the day of electrified excitement.
Well, I was born on October 2nd, and I have I share birthdays with Sting and
Gandhi.
And Gandhi, yeah.
It's
all right,
the day
sir.
Of verbal acuity. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Well, be well. Continue the good work. And start writing stuff down, okay? And continue to purge. Good move.
Good idea.
All right. Oh, it's nice that he called back. Nathaniel seems like a really nice guy. Maybe we should do a show here, right? Trying to put singles together. What do you think about that? All right. So Nathaniel brought up a really good point, and which is purging stuff that no longer serves us, everything has energy. And when we accumulate too much stuff, there's a lot of energy in our lives, right? We could have closets full of stuff. The garage is full of stuff. Might have a shed out back full of stuff. And you could have a storage unit full of stuff. And I'm guilty of that. When I moved back here to LA, I put all my stuff in storage. So I have to go through all that stuff. I already done it once and got rid of a lot, but there's a lot more to get rid of. So that we make room. I mean, at a certain point, if you just keep accumulating, like say clothes, right? T-shirts, and you have a drawer full of T-shirts, at a certain point, nothing else is going to fit in there, right? And then you make a stack, or you begin to put them in your closet. And after a while, you just don't have the room. Also, too, when you look at it, I mean, how many T-shirts do you really use or wear out of that collection? Probably a handful, about 5, maybe 10. And so the whole collection of 50 T-shirts, you really don't. So it's time to get rid of stuff so that we make room for the energy to come in our lives. And a lot of people ask, well, I want a relationship, and it's not a thing, a T-shirt. It's not a physical thing, but it's energy. And so all this stuff uses our energy. It's connected to us. So we have to get rid of it to make room for something else. So, get rid of stuff. And also, too, it's about releasing attitudes or maybe emotions that we're holding on, resentments, anger. We need to get rid of that, too. It doesn't serve us, and it's energy. And a lot of time we hold on to those old resentments and thoughts. And it's time to let them go because they're no longer serving us and they hold a lot of energy. And even towards ourselves, when we continue to berate ourselves or not forgive ourselves, that consumes energy. And it's a buzzkill, right? But we need all that energy to move forward, to manifest these new things. All right. So thank you, Nathaniel, for bringing up that point. Let's move forward. We'll take another caller and we'll see what they have to say about manifesting. So let's go to area code 256. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what are you trying to manifest or bring forward? Oh, excuse me. I don't know how to swallow this morning. Excuse me. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly from Georgia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Good. So, what are you trying to manifest this year?
The first thing that I am attempting to manifest is a wonderful new job that suits all my needs.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So are you actively seeking new employment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So have you written down in a journal somewhere or a piece of paper this new job looks like?
Oh, well, I've just been writing affirmations about it. I haven't written any specific details.
Okay. So this is a big part of manifesting. We need to be specific about what this thing is that we want to bring into our lives, right?
Okay.
So is it in the same industry or a new industry?
A new industry. Definitely not the same.
Okay. So do you know what that industry is?
Yes, I do. Yet,
okay.
I'm just trying to figure out the how about it. I've always desired to be in the healthcare field and ended up
okay.
in education. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you want to make a move into healthcare now, right? So
yes.
Do you know exactly what the job title is or what the job duties are of this job?
No.
Okay. Do you have an idea?
Well, that's
a general idea.
And I don't know that, no, the thing is, I've always desired to either be a physician or a nurse practitioner, and that would entail school again. And I don't know if school is an option right now. School had been an option, but right now I don't know if it is. So, I mean, I do know the details, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. I'll put it that way.
Right. So with manifesting, we don't have to be exact. We can... It's about acknowledging and seeing the information outside of the body. So you can write this down. You know, you don't have, it's not written in stone. We can change. So these are the two places that you want to go to. Write them down, right? These are the two desires,
okay.
A nurse practitioner and a physician, right? And so how much money do you want to make? Do you know?
I hadn't been specific, but I know in the six-figure area.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I like that. I like six
yeah.
figures.
Yeah.
So write that down. Yeah, but be specific, right? So as a nurse practitioner, I want to make $150,000, and as a physician, I want to make $300,000. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there. So...
Mm-hmm.
Write these things down, right? And physician, are you going to work with a hospital or is this going to be on your own? Are you going to have your own private practice?
Oh, definitely private practice.
Okay. And as a nurse practitioner, how does that work?
Well, when it comes to a nurse practitioner, they have to be under the auspices of a physician. But it could still be
okay.
in a private practice instead of a hospital.
Mm-hmm. All right. So write that down. Part of it is we have to start telling the universe, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. But we have to start being specific about it. We have to. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm kind of getting that I need to give you some information. So do I have permission to give you information, to have access to your guides and your energy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One of the things I'm getting for you, Kimberly, is part of the nurse practitioner and the physician feels very feasible for you, like you can do this. Is part of it the apprehension around age?
No, fun, money, not it.
Because I keep seeing, I'm saying age, but it's time, something about time.
I had really, it's, I don't know about time, but it's really the fun. Because if I had the money to pay bills, because, I mean, I have, I'm living right now. So if I had the money to pay the bills and go to school, I would do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is where you need to start asking your guides for help. Right.
Okay.
If I had the money. Right. You may not have the money in your bank account at the moment, but that doesn't mean it can't come to you. So this is
right.
where we have to employ the help of our guides and show them, right?
Right.
Your plan. All right, this is what I want to do. I want to become a physician. This is where I want to work. This is how much I want to make, blah, 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 blah. I need to go to, this is a college I want to go to. This is the program. This is the amount. This is what I need. Thank you so much for bringing this to me. But then, right, we need to go to the college and apply for grants and scholarships and all these different ways of getting the money. And the money will come to you. They will help bring it to you. But sometimes it looks so daunting from the place that we're currently at, thinking, oh, my God, this is just, I can't do this, right? I'm just, I don't have enough money to do it. We're already setting ourselves up for this is not going to happen. But if we say, okay, I don't see it now. I don't know how this can happen, but I am open, willing, and able to do the work and move this forward. So I'm going to thank you in advance for giving me this much money to complete college and my studies and all this that I need, right? And you include in there, right, money that you need to live. Got to pay your rent, your bills. This is how much I need. It's not just about paying the tuition, but living, your living expenses. And so you need to factor that in as well and thank the universe. This is what I want to do. And one of the things I found in this work is when we are serving humanity, they will help us. They will they will work with us. Absolutely. If we're going to help humanity, they will work with us in helping thing or get to this place that we want to be. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go back to the reading here. I see you accomplishing this, Kimberly. I really do. It's there. The potential is there. It absolutely is. I don't think you're seeing it at this moment, but I think it will come. You know, and this feels like it's, you know, going to be a while. I see you more as, I'm getting more the nurse practitioner than the physician right now.
And
both
that's
of them
fine.
Feel.
Both
of them feel very obtainable, but right now I'm kind of also seeing here too, it feels like both. So maybe the nurse practitioner will be a stepping stone to the physician. But I see both happening. And again, they keep showing me times. Something about time. Yeah. And I'm kind of getting to that as if you do pursue this, and you start doing some research, it feels like you will encounter organizations that will help women to become physicians or nurse practitioners.
Okay.
So they will facilitate, like grants and scholarships. So they will help with the funding. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck to you. You're welcome, Kimberly. Good luck to you. Let us know how it goes.
I definitely will. Thank you. Great evening.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
All right. That's inspiring. Go back to school. I think that is really great. So that's our next point here, working with our guides. They are always ready, willing, and able to help us. We have to ask for the help, though. So anytime we, as we're writing down our points or our desires, our goals, our wishes, we have to thank the guides and be very specific about what it is that we want in our life. So thank them for leading me to an organization that will give me money in grants or scholarships to pay for my tuition or help pay for my tuition. Thank you so much for that. But we have to ask, and we need to be specific. And like I've talked about in the future or in the past is, you know, this part of doing this work, it forces us to take responsibility for our lives. A lot of the time, I know for myself in the past, it was always just about asking for help, crying out to God for help. Take me out of this space that I'm in. Take away this thing right now. I just need it to go away. Just give me a pill so I can take and relieve all of this pain, the suffering. And, it doesn't work that way. We have to ask them for help. Help me to see where I need to go. Lead me to a person or an organization that will give me money to help make this possible. Thank you so much for this. I need $100,000 for the next 2 years of school or three, whatever that figure is. We need to be specific. And the guides I have found are just always, always, always ready, willing, and able to help us. Always. But we have to ask them for help, and we need to be specific because they just don't come into our lives, take over, and say, stand back. We got this. You just sit down and do nothing. We'll work this out for you. Doesn't work that way. We'll take another caller. And so let's go to area code 347. And so what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 347.
Hello, my name is Linda, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Linda from New York. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. So how can I help you, Linda? What's going on? What are you trying to manifest this year?
Well, I wanted to know, if there's anything good coming next month.
So, what do you mean by that? That is a very big, broad, and general question. If there's anything good coming next month. What do you...
Yeah, any good vibrations?
Uh-huh. So, are there... Is nothing good happening right now?
I'm working.
Okay.
That's good.
That's always good, right? Pay the bills.
Yeah.
All right. Buy food. That is always very good. Uh-huh. So what kind of good do you want to happen?
Well, I've been asking, you know, spirit, and I've been writing it down about, like, a relationship. You know, like a good relationship.
So you want a good relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've
there
been
are a lot of us out
me.
Here.
I wrote it down.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right. Okay. So let's start here. So what have you written down about the relationship? What are you looking for?
I wrote down what I want in a man. That's what I wrote down.
I'm sorry. Repeat that again. You went out. I couldn't hear you.
I said I wrote down what I want in a man.
Okay.
Like, I
so
described
what, what are you looking for?
Nice guy. A little spicy like me, because I'm spicy.
Okay.
Yeah. nice, charming, spontaneous.
Uh-huh.
Faithful.
Mm-hmm. You want pickle?
Generous.
Uh-huh.
Tall, dark skin.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money you want him to make?
A lot.
What's a lot? No,
what's a lot?
That's not a number. What's
like
a lot of money
business?
To you?
Like all
okay,
business.
Okay, so he's a business owner, okay?
Yes.
But what is the figure?
Huh?
So you said I want him to make a lot of money. That's not being specific.
Yes.
We need to give a number. What's the number?
Like, a year or a week? I want, like, millions.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's going
to
make
millions of dollars.
So that's in the bank. But what is he generating for a year? We'll just say a year. What is his income for a year?
In the millions.
Okay. How much?
A year? I'll say like 2 million a year or more.
Okay. So 2 million or more.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. So where does he live?
In a house. A big house.
Yeah. Where?
In New York New York.
Where in New York?
Manhattan.
Okay. Where in Manhattan?
I don't know the street.
Well, I mean, but see, this is the point with manifesting. If we're just throwing out generalities, it's harder for us to attract those things into our lives. Right. But if we're getting more specific about it, right? So this guy, you know, if he's making $2 million a year, he's pretty well set. So to me, if he's making that much money, I would put him on like the Upper East Side. Right. Or maybe like down by Wall Street or out by, what is it? I don't know, like Tribeca.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, part of it too is like what you like, right? So, if, you know, he somebody can make $2 million and live on Staten Island in a small house. And you're like, oh, well, that's like cool. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Right? It's about what you want, right? So it's about you getting clear, very clear about what you want. So let me ask you this. Where are you going to meet this man who makes $2 million?
Where am I going to meet him? At a job?
Yeah.
Or somewhere? At a gym?
At a gym. Okay. So if somebody who's making $2 million a year to the gym, what gym do you think he's going to go to?
Bleak.
Bleak?
Yeah, Blink.
Oh, Blink. Okay. I've never heard of that gym. Where's that gym?
It's in New York.
Okay. So he's not going to Equinox? Or was that one, LA Fitness Club? Or what is it, Los Angeles Fitness or something like that? That real chic one? He's probably going to be going to a really nice gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and also when we're doing this work, we have to attract and the same energies attract each other. Similar energies attract. So, you know, you're going to have to kind of give the same output that you're looking for, an equal energy, right? So if he has a nice body, are you going to work out just as much as this guy is? Are you going to hang out at the same places where you think he hangs out, right? We have to attract that. And
oh,
we have to match that energy. And we have to match that energy. So, you know, it's about that. It's about matching the energy that we're looking for, but also being very specific. Being very specific about what we want. And look, when we usually attract these things, they don't come, you know, exact matches. You know, he only makes $2 million. He lives, you know, in this area. But we have to give the energy a location and a direction to go to. And also informing the guides, this is what I'm looking for. And they will try to find a match as close as possible. But when we're just throwing out generalities, oh, he makes a lot of money. He's nice. Yeah, but, you know, we have to be very specific. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So hold on. Let me do a reading, and then we'll see what the guides say. So what they're showing me, it feels kind of like there was a relationship that you ended in the not too distant past. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And that it really hurt you a lot. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It feels like you need to do some more work here in terms of forgiving that person and letting him go.
Forgive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? And so what I was talking about, well, you don't have to, right? But if you are going to say you stored space in your life for unforgiveness and anger towards this old person, right? This old, we'll just say the ex. What room are you leaving for the new guy to come? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And when we hold on to anger and resentments and unforgiveness towards people, that uses our energy. It takes up space. And that energy will be present in the new relationship, right? Energy is fluid. We can't compartmentalize it. We think, okay, well, I'm just going to keep my resentments towards Joe over here, and I'm never going to forgive that jerk. But then you're trying to bring in Steve or whoever, right, Mr. Future, and you want all these good things, but yet you're holding on to negative energy. How do you make room for that new energy when you're generating and holding on to anger, resentment, unforgiveness?
That's true.
Do you understand? Yeah. And so it will, one, make room for Mr. Future, and two, it will give you more energy, right? And because when we hold on to that old negative energy, it just uses so much of our energy. It's kind of like having an app run in the background constantly. We might not be cognizant of it and present fully right now, but it's still running and it's using energy and it's taking up space. So my suggestion to you as an energy worker and, you know, psychic doing this work is to let go of that stuff. It's done. It's gone.
Yeah.
Do you talk to him anymore?
No.
Yeah. So why do you want to hold on to all this old garbage from the past? Let it go. Clean your house. Let it out. Right? We have to make room for the new energy to come in. That stuff is toxic. So Spirit wants you to know this is the work that you need to do right now. You have to make room, you know, try to find some forgiveness in letting him go. So get out your journal and write about that.
I let him go, and I stopped speaking to him, like, last month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't feel like, I think I let it go.
Okay,
I just
good.
Don't want to.
But
I get turned off by thinking about him. Like, I just feel like, I feel like he stole something from me. So it was just like, it's hard to forgive somebody that took something from me purposely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I allowed it. So when you allow something, it's even worse. The feeling is even worse.
Right. Right. Right, but this is where you have to forgive yourself, too. We need to show ourselves grace and mercy and learn from it and say, okay, Spirit, what do I need to learn here? I need to forgive myself. Yes, I allowed it, but he did this as well. So from now on, when I see this type of behavior or if he says this type of thing, I need to take note of that and really check my intuition. What did your intuition say when he did whatever it was that he did? Did it
that he was,
prompt you to... Go ahead.
Huh? My intuition was telling me that he was lying, and he just wanted to bring me down. just so he could have some type of power.
Right.
That's what my intuition is telling me.
Right. And so what did you do? So that your intuition said, hey, be careful, this is what he's trying to do. And what was your reaction to that?
I wasn't listening.
There you go. Right? You're like, oh, shush,
yeah.
Be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. He's nice. He's good. So I'm just going to, I don't know why this red warning light is going on and off. I'm just going to go straight ahead and continue with this. So, and that sometimes is part of the lesson, that we learn how to honor ourselves and the energy, the intuition, and say, no more. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to learn my lesson. And so next time when I feel that somebody's that's lying to me, I need to honor that. Just tell them, you know what? Thank you so much. It was nice knowing you. I got to move on. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. And move on. You know, you don't have to hold on to your resentments towards him and yourself. You don't have to hold on to anger. It can be that simple. That simple. Okay, done. Moving on. I got it. I'm going to honor myself next time. Next. And then you pull out your journal and you look at the list of all the qualifications and the traits that you're looking for, your morals. And, okay, this is the guy. Thank you so much for bringing me this man. How do I match this vibration? Does my vibration match that? You know, it's like, too, you know, you're looking, if we're saying I want somebody that belongs to, you know, a Mercedes-Benz club, right? But yet you're driving around in a Toyota club. You're pretty much not going to meet somebody who's driving a Mercedes in your Toyota club. You got to match that, right? You got to go out and get yourself a Mercedes so that you can join the Mercedes club. And that's where you'll meet a Mercedes owner. So we have to do the work as well, right? We have to match the vibration that we're looking for. Well, so... Again, I think Spirit just wants you to work on forgiving him, the ex, and forgiving yourself. And I think you can let this go so easily and move on. It's time. It's not worth holding on to all that stuff. It's toxic. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not worth it, right? You don't want to give him any more time, do you?
No.
No. Move on. Done. All right, my dear. Well, good luck to you. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. Same to you.
All right, Linda. Be well. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's already that time, and I really value all of you and am grateful to be able to come on to Blog Talk Radio and do these podcasts with you all and shows. So thank you for listening. I think these are going to be a regular thing going forward. I enjoy it, and I think we're going to stay. We still have some more stuff to talk about with manifesting. All right. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week, and blessings to all of you. And I'll be talking with you soon. We have our episode of Psychic Funhouse Friday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So we will see you then. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.